This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The cue for us to get started in this hour of the DJV program, Thursday the 16th of January. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington, and Victoria has lost her voice. That's the way I'm... Okay, so, Thursday the 16th is upon us. Everybody is alive, and maybe not so well, but it's okay. It's called life.
Doing the best we can.
And living life, as it were. I missed Jennifer in her pajamas last night. Darn it.
It's so funny because I had to run home first, and I was going to go cook dinner for my dad. And so while I was home, all I wanted to do was just, like, crawl into bed. So I thought, I'm just going to put my pajamas on before I go over to my dad.
Before you go over there. Right, exactly.
And I missed you.
Missed you.
You could have seen my beautiful fashion show.
I would love it. I've seen you in lots of varying outfits, so this would have been probably just another one of those. It's easy for us to all to be ourselves because we've known each other for a long time. I think that's one of the great things about friendship. You don't have to be anything or anybody other than who you are. If you're real friends, that's it. Like I told your father, frankly, what to do. I said, you know, okay, here it is. This is what we got to do. And I was on my way over to UCLA to get a brain scan to find out where the heck these
headaches are. Yeah, what's that all about? He told me that. You haven't shared that info.
I haven't because I'm... We'll see what Dr. Ken says after he looks at them today. I've had a headache for 2 weeks.
Did you get CAT scan last night?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Last night. So there's some excitement we'll talk about. First, though, the excitement in Washington... Mrs. Pelosi named the impeachment managers as the trial. This is like an escape at the asylum. I mean, having a procession
to
carry this
to
junk. They're supposed to do it?
Yeah.
Why are they supposed to do it?
It's part of the
Adam Schiff
funeral purge.
Dun, 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 dun. Jerry Nadler, Zoe Lofgren. Hakeem Jeffries, who's he? I don't even know.
He heads up the Democrat caucus, so he's one of the leadership. So he kind of makes sense. Schiff and Nadler, you would think are going to be there.
Showboats.
But
Val Demings, Jason Crow, Sylvia Garcia. Okay.
Garcia and Crow are freshmen, so they're new. Zoe Lofgren has been... apparently through 495 impeachments.
Yeah, right.
Just kidding. She was
she's been an
aide through Nixon's. Then she was on the Judiciary Committee through Clinton, and now she's a case manager. I laughed so. I mean, I feel bad actually. I don't want to laugh, and I'm not. You know this. I get really weird about people like diagnosing people. Like I didn't like when Hannity was diagnosing Clinton for falling out of her shoe, and I don't like when people try to do diagnoses on Trump. I mean, all that stuff I think is ridiculous. But there was something going on with Nancy Pelosi yesterday. I'm not saying what. I think it was sad. She could barely get a sentence out. She was shuffling all over the place. And then you have Jerry Nadler, who looks like he was taking a nap while she was making her announcement at the podium.
Has the worst look of any. He's like he's lost his job, he lost his wife, he lost his family. That's what he looks like.
Well,
all
it's
the
like
time.
He was in power save mode. You know how your computer goes offline and then you touch it and it comes back to life?
Right.
I felt like that's what was happening yesterday. So I don't know. I don't know if this is the best of the best. There are a couple of reasons. There are a couple of theories going around. First of all, there's the criticism of Nancy Pelosi to put Adam Schiff in charge of this because he's like the lead case manager when he's already proven to kind of be lying about some of this stuff, being in touch with the whistleblower, all of that. the question is, why would she do that and not pick somebody who's unknown to come out and actually give this a fighting chance? That'd be number one. Then there's the second conspiracy that's floating around saying that Nancy Pelosi picked Adam Schiff to try to give him immunity in case they do call witnesses. She doesn't want him to be called to talk about his relationships with the whistleblower. So there's that theory that's floating around too. Or she could have just chosen him because he was the one who did the investigation, which I think is probably highly likely. He's the one that's been on this from the very beginning, and quite frankly, I don't think she trusts Jerry Nadler to handle it, so she puts him in charge. So there's all of that going on. But today, what it means, so after they did their little procession over to the Senate. And then she, did you notice she signed articles of impeachment with like 54 different pens so that everybody could get a souvenir?
Yeah, fabulous.
Yeah, so today, the case managers will read the articles of impeachment on the Senate floor, and then it looks like in the Senate, this will get started for real on Tuesday, and that means it's going to go full-time. The Senate will not work on anything else. The Senate will work on Saturdays. They will not have days off. The only day off will be Sunday, and they won't stop until they get done, and there's also some rules that are probably going to make these people nuts. Once in the chamber, the senators who act as jurors during this cannot speak. They can't talk to their aides. They can't talk to each other. They can't talk to themselves. They can't scream out a question. They can't speak. And part two of that is they also can't have devices, iPads, iPhones, nothing with them within the chamber. They can't have anything else on the desk. All they can have is material that might be handed out during the trial phase of all of this. So for these senators who clearly have ADD, most of them anyway, and love to hear themselves talk, it's going to be a challenging couple of weeks. It's going to be
pretty
fun.
Silly
I think
stuff.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, pretty silly stuff. Anyway, the managers are standing ready or at the ready. So what does that do to the campaigns of the three people who are running for president that have to sit through all of this? That's the end of their campaign for now, right?
Suspends their campaign for the most part. And so
does that give the others a leg up?
Yes, that's why.
Who benefits?
Well, Mayor Pete, Joe Biden, Bloomberg. Remember, this is why I said when Bloomberg jumped in, that I believe that he jumped in after he knew that there was going to be an impeachment trial because he knew it would pull the senators off the road. And at that point, you still had Cory Booker, you still had some of the others. So Amy Klobuchar, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren are the ones that are going to be mostly affected by this. And especially right now with this rift between Bernie and Elizabeth Warren, and they're like fighting it out for that pretty far left vote, it'll be interesting to see what this does to their campaign, because the only day conceivably they could go out is Sunday, and it's 18 days until Iowa. So it's pretty interesting. And Kevin McCarthy, who's the House Minority Leader, said that Nancy Pelosi was not holding on to the articles of impeachment because she wanted to be in a standoff with Mitch McConnell, like the media was reporting. It's his theory that she was holding off on the articles of impeachment because she wanted to hurt the campaign of Bernie Sanders because she wanted to help out Joe Biden. That'd be kind of interesting.
Well, they're colleagues. I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. That wouldn't surprise me at all. No. None of them want to help Bloomberg. He's helping himself, however, as things move along. One of the things, one of the offshoots of all this, Jennifer, are all of the folks from the news media, the so-called journalists. Most of them aren't. They're not even reporters. But they have been around the last 24 to 48 hours slamming the press restrictions at the impeachment trial. The Standing Committee, in fact, of Correspondents in Washington issued some vocal criticism of these restrictions is in effect. They said the rules appear more focused on restricting news media than ensuring trial participants' safety. The restrictions go further than anything that was done when Bill Clinton's impeachment proceedings were taking place or during the confirmation of Justice Kavanaugh. So that's a sort of a stiff shot. We're going to find out what's going on because all, as you just said, they want everybody to be quiet during the impeachment. So maybe you have to wait a few minutes. Oh, gee, that's too bad to find out what's going on.
And this, meanwhile, these are rules that have been around for a long time. Obviously, they have to be modified with technology because that wasn't a thing before. But, I mean, this is kind of how it's always been when we go this far. This is something that's supposed to be considered to be the most serious thing that Congress does.
Well,
it's
not
a show.
That the White House sees it that way. More people are saying the White House sees this as a PR opportunity.
It is. They've been fundraising like crazy off of
this. Anything else. Yeah, right. There you go. Bing, bang, boom. The Russian government has resigned. Putin is changing the chairs on the Titanic, or is it really the Titanic? I am trying to figure this out. All the people, everybody in the government, including Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev, if that's how you pronounce his name, is gonzo. Putin asked the ministers to stay till the new cabinet was selected, but everybody's trying to figure out, or I don't know if everybody is, he has to shift some of the powers away from himself because people are objecting to it, so he'll be limited in who he can sort of put, what puppet he can put in like he did before. Remember when he became prime minister when he wasn't president and he was, you know, pushing everybody around? Parliament gets more authority under this. Is this something been brewing for a while? It seems to come out of nowhere.
This is actually... imagine, I just like you to put the word Trump in over Putin if this happened. So during President Putin's State of the Union address, he proposed a whole bunch of changes to the Constitution in Russia. So Dmitry Medvedev. There's too many V's in E.
Medvedev. How about we do it? Medvedev. Medvedev.
So Dmitry, old Dmitry, said that he announced that the entire government is resigning. It was a surprise.
In protest?
Released after Putin delivered his State of the Union address. Putin thanked all of them for their service and for their caretaking of the government so that the new government can be formed. So Putin's getting rid of everybody so that he can bring in new people to give himself more power against his opponents.
After he gets out of office in 2024, because he can't run after this current term, he can't run again.
Right. So everybody is resigning. And that's
so. Medvedev is a friend of
him too.
Is a friend of Putin's, and he's going to stay in power as deputy head of the National Security Council. So
he's going to be. I guess they're forming this new government, and he's going to. There's a prime minister position.
Yeah.
So that's what he'll be doing. Yeah.
Very exciting. I'd like to be prime minister in Russia under Putin. Ooh ha.
Better to be his friend than his enemy at this point.
All right. Yes, exactly. So now we've taken care of the impeachment. We've taken care of Putin. Next thing on the hit parade this week is Prince Harry and Meghan. We'll talk about their private life and what's going on there. Everybody seems to want to keep their nose into that deal in the next half hour of the DJV program. Right now, I would like to suggest to you that the time is ticking and your health is at stake. If you've gained more than 15, well, I think the key is 13 or 14 pounds, and there are a lot of people who have done that, probably friends in your circle, Jennifer, have gained that kind of weight, and they would like to shake it off.
Yep.
And they can shake it off. They can do all kinds of things to shake it off. But then what are they going to do to keep it off? Through Valentine's Day, the Super Bowl, people still have this
a lot of temptation.
There's a lot of chocolate and things that have left over, candy and good stuff from Christmas and New Year's.
So our office. That's where I dumped all of my stuff.
I tried to come by the office yesterday, but there was nobody home when I dialed. Granted, it was after 5 o'clock, but I wanted to go over just because I knew there would be a lot of goodies over there. I used to love going to the studio to do the program because I got to raid the goodie department.
That's right.
Go to Facebook.com/Calitrin to see all of the people who have extolled the value, the benefit, if you will, of using this product. It is America's first choice, and that's by sales, for weight loss. When I say healthy, it is all natural. There's nothing in this thing other than collagen peptides and aloe vera and things like that that are meant to make you and your system work at its tip-top, peak. Collagen and Calitrin working together for you to lose the weight, keep it off. Go to Calitrin.com and use the DJV code. Get discounts on every bottle. $10 off every bottle. Free bottle after you buy three. Keep on the program. Lose the weight guaranteed. Calitrin, Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Or... Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
The inductees for the 2020 class, they were revealed yesterday, and this is the list. Depeche Mode, the Doobie Brothers, Whitney Houston, Nine Inch Nails, the Notorious B.I.G., and T-Rex. And I would question Whitney Houston. I don't think she was a rock and roller at all. I think she belongs in lots of halls of fame, but not in the rock and roll hall
of fame. Well, and there was the other one on the list, like Biggie Smalls. That could be...
Yeah, right, exactly, yeah. No.
But yeah, I mean, Janet Jackson made it last year. I feel like there's not a Hall of Fame for, like, R&B. So everything...
Yeah, there is. There is an R&B Hall of Fame.
Okay,
somewhere.
Well, those ones don't make any headlines. So
no, they don't.
I don't know who's making it into those ones. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is the only one that makes headlines.
So you should call it something beside the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it seems like everybody goes into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
The good people, the ones that really belong in there, many of them are not brought in because of the political stuff that's involved in getting nominated. It's kind of a joke. I mean, people pay attention to it. It took me a long time to get myself into the high gear because they wouldn't bring the Moody Blues in. Managers John Landau and Irving Azoff are the recipients of a special award. You gotta be, if you want to be eligible for the Hall of Fame, you have to have released your first commercial recording 25 years prior to the nomination. Ballots are cast by an individual voting body of people all around the world. More than 1,000 artists are voting, including current living inductees, historians, members of the music industry. This, uh, uh, just, I've said my
Yeah, piece. Every year there's always people who don't make it. I mean, Pat Benatar was one of the people who didn't make it in that was nominated this year, which is kind of crazy.
Nonsense.
So, right. I mean, she's got a ton of hits, and I love Whitney Houston, and I love Biggie Smalls. I don't really like T-Rex that much, and I don't know that they had that many hits. But
yeah, but they have their stuff was pretty significant.
But obviously, I mean, when I think of Pat Benatar, she's pretty significant to me, too.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't.
I had no idea who T-Rex was until I heard the song, and then I was like,
really?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Induction ceremony will be held in Cleveland in May. You can go to the event if you want to. Tickets on sale February 27th. There'll be lots of promotion. It always makes it onto some big show on HBO. So that's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Not exactly an exciting... The only one on here that I have feelings for that are in the rock vein would be the Doobies. Maybe T-Rex. Certainly Whitney Houston deserves pretty much every award there is. But she's no rocker. That is for sure. Next up, Bruce Springsteen in the musical focus. His son, Sam, has become a firefighter in New Jersey. Sworn in this week, Bruce and his wife, Patty Schialfa, were at the ceremony to cheer him on. He was sworn into the Jersey City Fire Department along with 14 others in that class. Well, a lot of good stories to be told there, probably. The department has 666 firefighters.
They need to hire somebody else real fast.
Yeah, right. That number, not good luck. It was a long road. He's dedicated quite a few years. We're excited for him, said Bruce. Sam graduated from the Monmouth County Fire Academy in 2014 and has since served with his hometown Colts Neck Fire Department, the Long Branch Fire Department, and the North Wildwood Fire Department. He and his wife, Bruce and his wife, have three children together, posed for pictures with Sam at the event. Bruce and Patty's other children have higher profile lives, as it turns out. Even Springfield is a program director and host for Sirius XM. Jessica Springsteen is a champion equestrian rider who's earned $1 million in events around the world. So that's that story, 28 after the hour.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A month after they were approved by the U.S. House, House impeachment managers delivered the two articles of impeachment to the U.S. Senate yesterday after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi formally signed them. House managers will now return to the Senate today to exhibit the charges of abuse of power and obstruction of justice. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell describes the oath that members will then be taking later today.
Then the Chief Justice will swear in all of us senators. We'll pledge to rise above the petty factionalism and do justice for our institutions, for our states, and for the nation.
The trial itself will begin on Tuesday. The president of Guatemala says Mexico has blocked a caravan of migrants headed to the United States, saying they would not be allowed to cross Mexico's southern border at Honduras. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Across the spectrum of information, you'll find us poignantly placed in the good positions. Jennifer Horn was here in position to have conversation and share her expertise on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria's voice is odd today. Is it a dog zone? That takes care of that. Kara's on the ball and on the ready, and here we go into other... Well, if I were to pick... We haven't seen the list yet of the top 10 topics as decided by the folks at Talkers Magazine yet. I do the Talk Radio Countdown Show every weekend around the country. It focuses on the top 10 issues. I don't usually see the list until just before we go on the air. So I'm thinking, however, that we've hit two of the top issues already, and I'm thinking that this one is going to be close to the top. Prince Harry and Meghan and what's going on in their lives. It was a pretty important conversation last week. Is it an issue or is it just a conversational? I guess it depends on how you talk to a lot of people that are close to Prince Harry say that he's putting distance between himself and his friends, and the distance that he's putting between himself and the rest of the Royals. And so the story in People magazine this week on the cover says the Queen's grandson cut off, verbatim, his close pals about 6 months into Meghan Markle's pregnancy. Most no longer even have his cell number. They totally understand that men often drift from their friends after they get married. Is that true, Jennifer? Do you think that
yes.
that's
Yes. Well, I think
true?
Men and women both do.
Yeah. Really?
You know, I don't think that it's, but I don't know. I mean, drifting is different than changing your cell phone number and disappearing. I mean, look, I was always the last person in my group to, you know, to find that permanent relationship, basically. A lot of my friends have kids, and that means our relationship changes. Is it sad? Yeah, it's a little bit sad because you feel like, oh, I miss the days when we could just, you know, call each other and go meet for a movie. That doesn't happen when people have kids, but that's understandable. People's lives change. You know, when the kids leave, you're going to come back around again with a good friendship that lasts. But to change your phone number, that means that you're done.
Yeah.
I would say there's no coming back from that.
Yeah, I've been pretty lucky with friends who've gotten married that because their spouse was also in our friend group, that nothing really changed. But, yeah, I've seen it with my sisters. Once you have kids, it's kind of hard to go out with friends when you have to put a baby down at 7 p.m. unless you get a babysitter or someone to come
watch
them.
Did she leave Archie in Canada?
No, she's in Canada with Archie.
She's in Canada.
She's still in Canada.
Oh, okay.
He's the only one in the UK.
And this is the interesting wrinkle. I don't know if you guys saw this, but Canada's largest newspaper, the Globe and the Mail, I guess it's the group in Canada, mm-hmm. said that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle aren't welcome to live in the country because it's unconstitutional. They say that the plan to move to Canada, that they violate laws that keep the once British-ruled country at arm's length from the mother monarchy across the pond. This is kind of an interesting take on this. They said this is all in response to the announcement they'd be moving there after they left. Now, Justin Trudeau's government said that they'll let them live there. But this editorial says you're welcome to visit, but so long as you are senior royals, Canada cannot allow you to come to stay. It breaks an unspoken constitutional taboo.
Mm. Well, the Americans would love to have them live here.
Well, isn't the whole point that they're not going to be senior officials anymore?
I don't know. Yeah. Royal living in this country does not accord the longstanding nature of the relationship between Canada and Britain and Canada and the Crown. So that's kind of interesting, I thought.
Yeah. It is. Megan,
and then are they
going to
same kind of pushback from Canadians who are notoriously nice?
No, I don't think it's going to be pushback.
Fly in the ointment.
Happy to have them there. The friends that Megan had before, unlike what has happened with her husband, she's stayed friends. Most of the people that were on, apparently the group that was in the TV show that she was in for 7 or 8 years, Suits, always was very close. They were always great friends. As well as on, well, on screen, they had a lot of fun. I like that
true.
Show.
What does that tell you? If he walked away from his friend and she kept hers, what does that
mean? That's what I was wondering from the female perspective, what you would think about
that. If that is all true, and we don't know, this is all reports and speculation and tabloid stuff. If that's all true, that would tell me that she didn't like his friends and said, look, you've got to change scenery a little bit. And she kept her friends and he didn't keep his.
What's kind of interesting is I almost have the opposite perspective. I know that happens in relationships, but I also kind of feel like it means he's the catalyst of all this. I know that people are saying that she is, but one that posted it.
I'm not sure that it's either one of them. I think it's the father. I think Prince Charles, there have been a lot of rumors around the last month or so, was trying to slim down the monarchy by squeezing out his younger son and his daughter-in-law, about whom he does not approve. He doesn't think that he told him not to marry her because he didn't think he's got a lot of nerve, frankly, to give anybody marriage advice. But he's an arrogant SOB anyway, and so.
Well, I guess it just goes to show that none of us have any idea what's going on, since we all have different ideas of what we think is causing it.
And the thing is I don't necessarily blame Meghan. Harry was always like the wild one, right? He was always the one that kind of went against the grain. I think Harry probably knows that Prince Charles is not his father. I believe that Prince Charles is not his father. And so there's probably that disconnect already from the royals that caused him to kind of push back a little bit.
Who's his father?
The what was he, the gardensman, the groundsman, whoever that guy was that had, it was a long-term relationship with Diana around the same time that Harry was born. And he looks, they look just alike. Right. I'm not the only one to say
kind of like Schwarzenegger's deal with the housekeeper.
I mean, look at how William looks just like Charles and Diana. And
stiff and...
Harry looks a lot different. And so it's been no secret of people who speculate about the royals that Harry has a different daddy. So who knows? If that's true or not, you always hear that Harry's a different breed than William. I think we can all agree. So, yeah, he pushes and he challenges. And if he did have kind of a wild set of friends, well, then Meghan might have said, hey, you need to do something else now. We have a kid. You need to get it together. That's possible. He could have been the catalyst too for all of this. We don't know the inner workings, and everybody's speculating about it. And I don't know. I think they, and this is what irritates me about it. And when Victoria and I were talking about it, I think she really thought that I was like trying to blame them for wanting to go away. But if they really wanted a clean cut, they wouldn't have gone to the press about it. They would have just said, hey, we want to kind of migrate. We want to change things. They wouldn't have made it so public so all of us dopes here on the radio in America and Britain, you know, wherever, are sitting here speculating about their lives. And so that's what I don't like about the whole thing. I don't feel sorry for them. I think that they have the right to make the changes that they want to make, but I don't sympathize with them because I think – you know, they have a lot of opportunity at their hands, probably more opportunity than all of us do combined. Right.
Yeah, right.
So
the next item of interest here, at least for my home, my house of cards, is the continuing focus on Boeing 737 MAX airplanes. A late in the day announcement from American yesterday suggested that they were not going to fly in the foreseeable future. And they've taken any of the jets that might have been on their flight schedules off until well into June. They say they have canceled 140 flights a day, which is baloney. They really haven't canceled. They've fiddled around with the schedule. They've put smaller jets on. They brought back some of the older 737s out of mothballs and are using them until this thing straightens out or until they figure out how they... Between the time this all started... And now they've taken an average of one new Airbus plane a month that have been basically replacements. They're all Airbus 321s, which really are the replacement for the old 757 because they're the same. They carry the same number of passengers. They're not quite the same size, but they carry the same number of passengers. We kind of talk about this almost every day. The FAA and the Boeing people and the unclarity, I would say, about what really has gone on here and what they're doing to fix it. That's the thing. They don't seem to be doing anything, or they seem unable to be able to fix it. And I don't think they can. I think they have to change. The problem is in the computers and the engines. They got to change the computer system and they got to change the engines on almost 800 jets that they've made. They don't fly. There are 400 and some odd sitting outside the plant on the tarmac, on the grass all over the place up in Seattle at the plant, and there are another 400 sitting in various parking lots around the country, airlines all around the world. Most of them park their unused planes or unusable planes or retired planes in the desert in the southwest in New Mexico, some of them in Texas, some of them in Arizona, Southern California. So that's where they all are. And I don't expect it. It just becomes a sort of sad American reality that a company that was so high and so important has fallen to this level. It really is. It's disgraceful.
Well, and that their net orders are so down that they've actually had to refund and cancel orders on more planes.
They only have three planes that they make now. They have the 777. They have the 787. They stopped making the 767. They should never have stopped making the 757, most popular plane other than the 737, because it was that right in the middle. Every single one of the 757s that American has retired, Delta has scooped up, has painted them and put them in service because they find that that's their sweet spot. That plane was their sweet spot. Anyway, but they've taken some 321s because they have, the 737s are on the ground as well. There's new research out today that suggests that practicing music like Bach and Beethoven will build up your brain. How about that? Sharp mental skills. You want sharp skills, people who process information quickly, who ignore distractions, switch smoothly from one task to another or one conversation to another, i.e. what goes on here, have an enormous advantage. And this research identifies one subset of the population that disproportionately possesses those precise abilities, trained and experienced musicians. I thought that was pretty amazing as you look at how music and speech have been responsible for human brains evolving. That's really what do you think? How many of us are close to music here?
I do think it's true, and I'll tell you why. I think it engages the other side of our brains.
Yeah.
And I can speak from experience. When my grandmother had a very catastrophic stroke, she lost her ability to speak. And so she had a really hard time communicating. She could get out maybe no, she could get out those kinds of words, but by and large, she lost it. Mm-hmm. And she was still very sharp, so that was sad because she was trapped inside of her body. And what I discovered is that we would sing, and she could sing the words perfectly. Like if you'd sing Happy Birthday, she could still make those words. It was when she was trying to speak, because it engages that other side of your brain. And that always, to me, like it just amazed me that one side of your brain that forms speech is that the music side is on the other side of the brain. And it's so incredibly, I don't know, I don't want to use the word cool, but it's just mind-blowing, pardon the pun.
Yeah, I found the music has been fabulous in my life. I was lucky enough to sing in a choir, spiritual, sacred, secular music for the 4 years I was in college, and it did great things for me all the way around. Yeah, I think it's one of the reasons I do have a quick mind. Or maybe the other one goes, one goes hand in hand. Speaking of things that go hand in hand, television news, including speculation today, Jen, about Big Little Lies. Is there going to be a season 3? It may be hard. Well, but at the press tour of the Television Critics Association this week, Nicole Kidman, who's one of the members of the troupe there, called the undoing of this special brought about by the schedules. So maybe if they can't get together immediately, so they get together down the line. Nobody's going to forget about what they were doing together, would you say? Laura Dern said, we'd love to do more, but
well, it's also about the material, because I believe that not only do they have this great cast of very busy, accomplished actresses that they need to get everybody on the right schedule, but I think also, if I recall, the author, because this was a novel that was adapted to do this show, I don't know. There might be some worry that maybe if they go off the roads, it wouldn't be as good, or can they get the writer involved? I think there's some of that going on as well.
Well, the last season wasn't nearly as good as the first season anyway, so unless...
Because? Why do you say that? What did you not like about it?
The acting was fine, but the content and the story just wasn't as
good.
Good. Yeah, and so if they don't get, if they don't have anything to base it off of, then I would definitely be worried about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're all busy filming lots of, these people are very busy actresses. They all got other projects going on. And so, let's see what goes on. Kidman is in The Undoing with Hugh Grant. There's so much stuff being done for these various cable
platforms,
networks.
Really,
oh, my God. All right, Jen, what's on tonight?
All right, tonight, if you want to get inspired, maybe in the business world, the food world, Restaurant Impossible is new tonight with my buddy Robert Irvine. That'll be at 9 o'clock. Or sorry, there's a new episode at 8 o'clock and a new episode at 9 o'clock on the Food Network. You've also got Supernatural tonight on the CW at 8, and something kind of cool, The Last Days of Richard Pryor. It's a special. ABC will air it tonight at 9.
10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Three after the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on the DJB program. Victoria is out today, so I'm going to have the honors of going through the tech info that she's put together, starting with a focus on Bose. Bose is going to close all of its retail stores, not only here in North America, but in Europe and Japan and Australia. Company announcing from its Framingham headquarters, they are headquartered in Framingham, Mass., my hometown. They announced the decision pointed to the fact that the headphones, speakers, and other products are increasingly being purchased through e-commerce. Hundreds of employees are going to be laid off. How much can they go to work for Amazon? Bose opened its first physical retail store back in the 90s, currently has locations in a lot of shopping centers, and the remaining malls are scattered across the U.S. The stores are supposed to showcase the company's product line, which has grown pretty much beyond what they originally built. They started these noise-canceling headphones that are fabulous if you've ever had access to them. They're really great. In recent years, they've got some smart speakers they've been producing, sunglasses that double as earbuds. The company is privately held by the family of the late Dr. Bose, not revealing exactly how many workers are being impacted by this decision. Bose is closing retail presence all over the place in the next few months, according to their official announcement. They have 119 stores that will be closed. They will remain open in some other there are some in China that are going to stay open, and some in the Middle East, India, Southeast Asia, South Korea. They're going to leave stores open there. Bose says it's offering outplacement assistance to the people being laid off. The first store was a private demonstration location for Wave Music Systems, which were really pretty fabulous, too. The noise-canceling headphones, wireless port earbuds, portable speakers, smart speakers are increasingly purchased through e-commerce. That is Amazon and Best Buy and Target and Apple all have them online. So that's the end of that. The new electronic toothbrush let you brush in less than 10 seconds. Wow, let's find out how that works.
The Geek Out.
I recently started using an electric toothbrush, and what I realized was I haven't been spending enough time brushing because this new thing tells me my session is done after 2 minutes. You know, standing there brushing for 2 minutes feels like a really long time, but from CES comes the Y-Brush, and it wants to do the job in 10 seconds. The Y-Brush looks like a sports mouth guard, but with bristles inside. You bite down on it, and it vibrates, and you're done in 10 seconds. The French company claims it's been tested with over 3,000 people and is now undergoing clinical studies. Now, jumping from a standard of 2 minutes down to 10 seconds seems suspicious, but you can check out the Y-Brush 10-second toothbrush for yourself on Twitter at The Geek Out.
The Toyota Prius is now available with electronic all-wheel drive, which means it has the highest MPG of any vehicle equipped with all-wheel drive. Visit toyota.com/test miles to learn more. Prius all-wheel drive E operates at speeds up to 43 mph based on the U.S. Department of Energy data as of February 13, 2019, excludes all electric vehicles.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
All right, next up here, the term OK Boomer. We've had fun with that. Been entered into the official records of the U.S. Supreme Court. Just as John Roberts used the phrase as a means to discuss age, a focus on age discrimination at a Supreme Court hearing, and whether saying it during a job interview could qualify as legal advice. So the way these things get kicked around and then become part of the vernacular, pretty interesting. The moment in this particular case came during a hearing for Babb versus Wilkie, in which the plaintiff, Norris Babb, who was in her early 50s at the time of the incident, alleged that she was denied a promotion from the Department of Veterans Affairs based on her age and gender. During questioning, Justice Roberts positioned that if a hiring person were to say, "Okay, Boomer," is that actionable? According to the court transcript, the hypothetical question was met with laughter. Ultimately, the court moved on after noting that it would likely be actionable if the term was used as a way to negatively judge a job candidate, especially if done so against a younger alternative. Boomer is a colloquial but not always derogatory term for Americans who were born between 1946 and 1964, period dubbed the baby boom, because of the heightened birth rates. Justice Roberts was born in 1955. So he's in the middle of that group. Okay, Boomer. You got that? I hope you all took notes. Follow our podcast, by the way, on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or wherever you get podcasts. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.